talkradio.com today.
802 and 170.
Prepare yourself
for talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Ah, it is July 5th, 2009. We're going to have wide open phones for the full 2 hours today. And we have a special guest on the economic front popping in the next hour. Surprise guest. Tell you about that a little bit later in the transmission. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. If you're listening to us live on this Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central, that's 2 to 4 Pacific, a lot of stations re-air this show. In fact, more stations re-air it than carry it live. So if you're listening to the retransmitted broadcast, you can always email us at InfoWars.com. You can always comment on the message board at PrisonPlanet.com. You can always call in during the weekday show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. as well. Okay, it is Sunday, day after 4th of July. Why am I here when most people are taking off? Well, because the Republic is on its last legs, as they say. The United States has been captured. It has been shanghaied. It has been bamboozled. It has been hijacked. It has been boarded. It has been buffaloed. It has been overtaken, captured, whatever you want to call it, by foreign offshore corporations openly. We call that group of bad guys the New World Order. And they write thousands of white papers and hundreds of books and give thousands of speeches and go to Davos and brag they're bringing in world government and how they're going to have a global carbon tax and make us all feudal serf slaves who live at subsistence level because it's better for the earth and easier for them to control us. This is a fact. This is what we're facing. Now, the Global Crime Syndicate's media for decades, as all of this structure was being set up and built, they denied it existed and had their controlled corporate media, the old media, sit there and tell you that you're crazy if you talk about these issues. And they would craftily, on TV and radio and in print, mix the private Federal Reserve, talking about the private Federal Reserve, or talking about chemical and biological and radiological weapons testing on the people, or subjects like that that are documented on record. The private Federal Reserve is private, is run for profit, has never been audited as a criminal group. That's a fact. It is a fact. There have been tens of thousands of above-ground chemical, biological, radiological testing against the people of the United States and the world. That is a fact. There are thousands of issues just as big as those that nobody ever really discusses unless they try to mix it in with chupacabras, space aliens from Mars, time traveling, which is all interesting and fun, but not based in provable, certified reality. And so when the mainstream media, by design, mixes those issues in, mixes the private Federal Reserve and the private corporate dictatorship in with those silly issues, the other issues that can't be proven, then that discredits the serious topics. So for years, the media did this, and now we openly have world government being set up. Hundreds of major publications are coming out and saying that a private group of banks offshore now rule the United States, just like they rule third world and developing countries through debt, and that we're going to be paying our carbon taxes to them, and that we're going to lose our standard of living, and that America's over, and that our freedoms are over. And that, well, really, this is good because America has been too uppity. America has been doing too well, and we deserve this. So after all these years denying that any of this existed, after all of these years denying that any of this is happening, they're now going, oh, yeah, there's a world government run by offshore banks, but they're going to fix all the problems and fix the environment and everything's fine. So just sit down and shut up. And if you don't like it, well, then you're basically terrorist. That's what's going on. That's what's happening here in the United States and worldwide. So you need to know that on this day after 4th of July, that everything the 4th of July stands for, all of our liberties, all of our freedoms, private property rights, parental rights, family rights, constitutional rights, it's all going out the door. It's all being wholesale trampled on, butchered, decimated, burned to the ground. It's being disintegrated in front of our eyes. And until we start realizing that, until we start facing those facts, it is only going to get worse. You know, I have linked to and I have made films about and I have covered at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com and PrisonPlanet.tv ad nauseum the thousands of public documents where the elite of the planet sit around and brag that their plan all along was to deindustrialize Western Europe, England, and the United States. To bankrupt the free market, to bankrupt the middle class, so you had to go on welfare. Because they're going to leave the taxation control grid in place. They're going to bankrupt every factory, every job you've got to make you serve them, to make you be under their control. It's like NAFTA and GATT. They knew and they wrote that that would deindustrialize the country, and look what it did. Then the very same banks loaned out all this fiat currency and credit. Then they pulled the rug out from under the people 2 years ago. They've had tax incentives to move your companies, your factories offshore out of the United States and out of the West. It's a monopoly game. How do you control it all? You first bring it all down. They knew what it was going to do. They paid the tax incentives, paid to move the jobs overseas, and left the borders wide open when it's unconstitutional, criminal, and 80 to 90% of the American people, depending on the poll, don't want our borders open, that stays open no matter who's in office. The illegal aliens. I've got Associated Press articles where Homeland Security, when they do arrest an illegal alien, they take them and give them a job building government facilities. This is the takeover, and the big question is, what are you going to do about it? They paid the companies to move out of the nation. And now they're putting a carbon tax on every farm, every ranch, every factory, every company, every office, every car, every home, every tank of natural gas, every tank of gasoline, every container of motor oil, everything with carbon taxes on it. The foods you eat, the fertilizers that are used to grow them, and no one else but the West. The United States and Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, no one else of 160-plus other nations has to make any of those greenhouse gas cuts. Now, if you think the economy's already in free fall, and you think the situation's only being made worse by government spending $14.8 trillion, more than the gross domestic product, in the first 7 months of the banker bailout that began in October, if you think that's bad, imagine what the carbon taxes are going to do. It is designed to throw a wet blanket on what's left of this sputtering economy that the last coals of industry and jobs are now dimming and burning out, and they throw a giant wet blanket over it. What does a wet blanket do? It puts out the fires of free market. And then what is Obama and the Republican Party with him doing? There are car dealerships from Texas to Michigan, from New York to Florida, from Florida to Vermont, from Vermont to Washington State. 3,000-plus Chevy dealerships. The White House openly controls what stays open and what closes. Families that even want to just change car dealers and own the property their dealerships on are being told, no, you signed contracts years ago saying you have to shut down if we tell you to and give us your car list and customer list. And then if they're inside Democratic Party operatives, they get to stay open. If they're not, they get shut down. This is a top-down mafia economy where big, select global corporations use the executive branch to forcibly come in and take over whatever sectors of the economy they want. This is what tyranny is always about. Stay with us.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a top story up on Infowars.com. It's got links to the mainstream newspapers in Missouri. I'm going to cover it later in the next hour. And it just says the National Guard trains to take on the U.S. militia. High treason, ladies and gentlemen. NORTHCOM openly announces in the Army Times they're preparing major combat brigades to, quote, engage the American people, including state governors. And that's the same thing the John Warner Defense Authorization Act says. Now, anybody who lives in the real world and understands history, the hair on the back of your neck should be standing up. But you see, it's not just the government that's corrupt and rancid. It's the American people. We were once the smartest and best and toughest. I mean, all those cliches were true. But it's probably been 100 years since we were anything close to those ancestors. And now we're a bunch of showboats, a bunch of posing, preening peacocks who like to act like they're tough and act like they're informed and act like they're involved. But in reality, it's a bunch of cowards that will go along with anything. And so the word went out to the vultures of the planet. This is the place to pick the people's bones. This is where they'll put up with anything, as long as you wrap it in the American flag. You can shove a shotgun in their mouth and pull the trigger, as long as the shotgun is red, white, and blue, and they'll thank you for blowing their brains out. Now, I know there's still a lot of good people in this nation, and the New World Order Global Crime Syndicate's taken over on the planetary scale, so there's really nowhere to run. So we got to stand here and fight, ladies and gentlemen. But on average, 640,000 jobs are being lost every month for the last 8 months straight. 600,000+ people a month are losing their jobs. It's accelerating now. Real inflation is above 15%. Real unemployment is now above 20%. And it's only going to get worse. There's no cavalry coming over the hill. The government wants to make the Depression as bad as possible. They want to bankrupt you. They want to make you dependent on them. They want to get control of you. It's in all the IMF and World Bank documents. They've done it to third world country after third world country. You know, you like to shake your finger when you're in a third world country. Nicaragua, El Salvador, Argentina, areas in Asia. You like to shake your finger and say, look at these homeless people everywhere. Look at these poor people. Why don't they do something for themselves? Well, see, their corrupt leaders were bought off by foreign offshore banks that signed agreements with the leaders that they were not to pay the loans back that were made up out of fiat money to begin with, backed up by U.S. taxpayers, and that they were then to hand over the entire infrastructure to the people. You see, the elites want you to be bankrupt and poor as a tool of control, as a tool of bondage. As State Department Memorandum 200 clearly states, declassified in 92, written by Henry Kissinger in 1973, they have to use war and famine and poverty to reduce the world's population. And their number one target is the West. Now, they've had trouble killing off the third world. Its numbers are growing. But the West is dying. The world average for the West, that counts Japan, they've got a Western death trend. For every two people, two parents, for every two adults, for every two baby boomers, they're having 1.3. That's the world average in the first world. So see, two people becomes 1.3. Our cultures are dying. It's a bunch of lackadaisical, smart mouth know-it-alls who don't even have an eye. So selfish that they would allow themselves to be sterilized by the plastic products they drink water out of. They would allow themselves to be sterilized by the sodium fluoride in their drinking water. They would allow themselves to be sterilized and brain damaged by the mercury in their vaccines, and they wouldn't even stop because they were too lazy to even save their own lives. So I want to ask you, why is the 4th of July important? What do those fireworks symbolize? They symbolize warfare. They symbolize mortar shells exploding in the air. But, you know, the West is like a big rotten dead animal. It just has to be drug off into the ditch and buried, basically. That's what you want. It's what you get. The bankers, you can believe all their lies. You can believe in hope. They're going to grind you under their feet. They're going to stomp your brains out. They're going to push you and squeeze you and bankrupt you and take your farms and your ranches and your homes. And so many of you are so cowardly. You will engage in mental gymnastics. You will make excuses for the system, and you'll go join the youth brigades and the forced labor brigades, and you'll go to work at the corporations that live off government contracts, and our whole economy is converting from industry and manufacturing and farming to tattletale squads and different government jobs and government-funded jobs, and everything's converting to police state. That's our new economy, and that's our new religion. That's what's worshipped. And our whole economy is being turned into a Pentagon murder grid, a control grid, a cashless society control grid, a technological enslavement panopticon to totally annihilate our society. And we're just incrementally introduced to the new level of the matrix every month, every year, as the intensifying corruption just expands. You're all good little mind slaves. You make the excuses. You rationalize. You're caught in that trance. You're caught under that spell where you just can't get out of it like the frog in the boiling water. Because you're not a slave. You're not going to admit you're a slave. You're going to rationalize. You're going to make excuses. You're going to believe in the false left-right paradigm. You're going to watch your 4.5 hours of TV a day. But I want to ask those of you out there that do love liberty, that do love freedom, that do know the Bill of Rights and Constitution has been completely butchered from pillar to post, what are you going to do to stop this? What are you going to do to fight this? What are you going to do to speak up against this system? Because I know this, the enemy will give us no quarter. They're not going to back off. They're not going to quit. They're not going to stop pushing. They're only going to go and push harder and harder and harder. They have created a banking black hole of fiat currency and debt that was impossible to get out of the day they set it in motion. It is a worldwide Ponzi scheme, but when the Ponzi scheme pops, that's when the elite get the real power because everything implodes into their police state hands. NORTHCOM admits they've been preparing for 10 years for the collapse of society. NORTHCOM wasn't set up in 2002. Homeland Security wasn't set up in 2002. It was set up in the early 90s. You can go pull up Bill Clinton's speeches talking about it. All of this has been a master plan. Just like the CIA has taken down hundreds of third world countries, they're taking us down now. They work for offshore banks. They work for foreign corporations. These elites don't care about you in the red, white, and blue. They only wrap themselves in that so you'll stand down. That's their camouflage while they run over you. These are ruthless, cold-blooded world conquerors using financial systems to blast out economies and get people under their control and domesticated and dependent on them. And if they can't do that, they'll fund terror organizations and revolutionary groups in your country to overthrow you, or they'll hire your military to overthrow you, or they'll come in and bombard your nation and blow its infrastructure out and then sit back for 15 years waging siege on your nation till millions of your people starve to death. Then they'll come in and take over. We're facing cold-blooded killers. At least people out there can wake up and face how much trouble we're in, but you won't, because you want to be slaves and bankrupt homeless. Okay? Get what you want then.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-3600. 2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We are back live. Look, I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm telling the truth. Tyranny is taking over the planet. Remember what Stalin did and Hitler did and Mao did and Fidel Castro and hundreds of others and Caesar and the Aztecs? This is what elites do. They're ruthless. And they're openly bragging publicly that they've engineered the world financial collapse to bankrupt the planet, and then backed up by NATO and the U.S. military, they point guns at every country, including the U.S., and say, you're going to accept all our new rules or we won't turn the money spigots back on. And the money spigots is all through perception. It's all just fiat these scam artists make out of nothing. Just stop being such smucks, folks. Remember the tens of thousands of chemical, biological, radiological testing that you know about. All of you have heard about them spraying U.S. cities and testing biologicals on people and the government grabbing foster kids and radiating them to death. You all know about black men in Tuskegee and the... I mean, I just mentioned a few of the common ones folks know about. The carnage is endless. These people are completely ruthless and out of control. But they don't want to startle their prey. You are their prey. And so I'm like a warthog walking around out in the field, and the lion doesn't want me. It wants the little group of gazelles. There's a pride of lions coming up, and I'm a warthog snorting and kicking and making noise, warning everybody, putting out my warning call about the lions crawling up in the high grass. And the gazelles are laughing at me going, well, if there were lions, they'd eat you. If there were lions, you'd be dead. No, folks, I'm not their quarry. I'm not their target. These are psychopaths. These are sociopaths. They have nothing but disdain for you. I've had many elitists, high level, say, Jones, why are you even trying to help the slaves? As you notice, they want to be a steak on the table. They want to be eaten. They want to be controlled. They want to be dumbed down. They want to be hurt. evidence by you warn them and they don't listen. But so often, I see yuppies and low-level nobodies think they're part of the elite. Folks, if you're not worth billions of dollars, and if you've been invited to eugenics meetings where they openly discuss exterminating the majority of the planet once the world government's in place, if you've been in a eugenics meeting where they're talking about the master plan to kill the majority of people, then you're an elitist. But if you're some guy worth $500 million and you hadn't been in on the meetings talking about killing everybody, you're nobody, okay? Because let me tell you, that's all these control freaks talk about. They're into power, into control. They always want the greatest extreme of power. What's the greatest extreme of power? Ask Hitler. Ask Stalin. Ask Mao. It's killing the majority of the people. Every time these guys get total power, they go, okay, I rule these kingdoms. Start killing everyone. Why? Because they can. Because that's their nature. And the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, was there for a reason. And as soon as the government started getting rid of any of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, any areas of it, as soon as we let them chew on the edges of them, they've gone ahead and just eaten through the entire thing. It's like a bunch of weevils in a sack of grain. Oh, there's just a few weevils in that sack of grain in the closet, in the pantry. I'm going to leave them alone. Go in there a week later. There'll be hundreds of weevils. Most of the grain will be eaten, and there'll be nothing but weevils and piles of weevil dung. That's it. There'll be a bunch of bugs and a bunch of their excrement and a little bit of grain left. And that's basically what America is now. And they're openly set up NORTHCOM and openly trained them. I've been to the urban warfare drills. I don't need to read it in the newspaper, but now I can. How they're training the military to set up checkpoints, lock down cities. And let me tell you, they're not training them to go after some guy wearing a turban on his head named Allah Akbar. They're training him to go after somebody named John Jones or David Smith or Dan Johnson. You understand that? Or Carol Schmidt. That's who they're training them to go after. John Q. Public, Sally Soccer Mom, Joe Sixpack. Because they know when you find out your whole country's been stolen out from under you, not everybody's just going to go work for the government or work in the government brigades or the tattletale squads of the prisons as the entire economy, you know, every technical institute shifts over to security guards and all the major college grants that they give people and scholarships are for the police state and data mining and spying and CIA's tripling its domestic operations, totally illegal. They know a lot of you aren't going to like being fed on, see, because they're... Not everybody's going to get the government job or the government contract. The other half of America is going to be the food. You're going to be the dinner for the Stalinistic, Mao, Hitlerian system. Look in the mirror. You're the food. See, a predatory system, the globalists have turned America into a bunch of backstabbing, weaselhead scum, a bunch of backstabbing, lazy, slack-jawed trash. Now, that's not the majority of America, but they got a big cadre of ruthless gangster thugs now who love petty power and will taser and kill and rob to get what they want. And they're ready to march out and take everything from the American people, just like the Chicago system. All of America is going to be like Chicago, mafia corrupt run, but 10 times worse. And every little local thug that works for the feds and the foreign corporations is going to be able to get away with whatever they want. And the message has gone out to the police and everybody else. Just have your way with these slobs. Knock them around. Let them know we're in charge. You will be backed up no matter what you do. You will be promoted. Now go out there and let them know they are our slaves. Go out there and you pull those old ladies over and you just grab that money right out of their wallet. If they don't like it, you taser them. You're too good to punch her in the face or blackjack her like you used to. You just taser that old witch. You take her car if she smarts off. This country's run by us now. We're taking it. Are you ready, men? Are you ready, pirates? Aye, we're ready, Captain. Then lay to it, boys. There's plenty of these weak cowards for us to feed on. And none of them's got no fight in them. So go all the way. Take everything they's got and everything they are. Break their spirit, boys. Let them know now that they're going to be slaves on the deck of my ship. A ship of hail. I grieve for this nation. I told my wife this morning, I said, I can hardly do this anymore. All the sorrow, all the pain, knowing I'm right, reading the bills, reading the documents, knowing I'm telling the truth, knowing it's hundreds of times worse than I could even explain to you, seeing the public having no idea, all these nice, sweet, gullible families, all self-assured with their little kids, shooting them up with deadly vaccines full of cancer viruses and mercury, shooting them up, giving them fluoride water, brain damage, cancer everywhere, people dying in mass, Gardasil killing people all over the place, SWAT teams raiding farms and ranches, raiding people selling eggs, raiding people selling... Just hell has been released. Total corruption. Government bureaucracy is spreading out like a cancer. The nation's got just huge tumors popping and spilling out. Metastasization as it just spills through us. One giant rotting cancer with a bunch of yuppies giggling and snarking and laughing. And a bunch of fake churchgoers going into their churches that tell them to lay down, go along with the system, it's the end of the world, do what the pastor says, after all he's on the FEMA payroll. I mean, how creepy is that? They admit that most of the preachers were on secret FEMA payroll and are now public, getting you ready to, quote, go to the FEMA camps? I mean, I'm getting so conditioned to accept this that... I saw four or five articles Thursday and Friday and just mentioned them where the Houston Chronicle and others reported the police just come to your door now and ask to search for illegal guns. They call it knock and talk. And then I saw articles out of Illinois again where they're using the army to go knocking at and go out. I mean, it's happening. Forget coming. It's happening. And see, it's all about the offshore banks made the decision to steal everything, to bankrupt everything, to kill the goose to lay the golden egg so nobody else could ever get a golden egg again. So they're the only ones with golden eggs. They're breaking the mold. See, they got the power out of the mold they used to build their new world order. Now they're breaking the mold. They want you bankrupt and totally poor so you can't stand up and resist them and say no to them. Now, are you going to put up with these criminals? It's so outrageous they're getting away with it. Your call straight ahead. Stay with me.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle, and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Oh, man! It makes me mad to know all these offshore criminal bankers are taking over. Hey, when a corporation has a hostile corporate takeover of another corporation, do they lay the people off? Do they fire them? Do they steal pension funds? Of course. Oh, but there wouldn't be a global government move by the corporations to take over governments. Oh, no, they don't want control of governments where they can set all the rules and have the cloak of government legitimacy around them to carry out their crimes. No. Well, that's exactly what the New World Order is, and it's happening. And I'm angry because I got a wife and 3 children, and I don't like seeing this happen. And I don't have some high view of myself. I know I'm just an average person. That's why I can't get why so much of the public who's being raped by this doesn't get angry and doesn't get focused and doesn't take action. We're under attack. All right, hold on. Got a bunch of news coming up next hour and a special guest, but let's go to your calls. Loaded phone lines. We'll give each caller 1 minute. Delilah in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, I basically have my entire family living out there in California. And
which is totally collapsing with that Nazi thug running everything.
Yeah. Could you please give me some clue or idea of what to expect? Because I really believe California is going to be the first one to fall. So if you could give me some type of idea of how this is going to play out.
It's going to fall like luscious dominoes right into the Rothschild Rockefeller hands. And everybody's going to beg the government, oh, you did this to us. Give us more world government. Take more of our jobs. We'll do whatever you say. We'll turn our neighbors in. And they'll go, okay, here's some SWAT teams. They'll taser you. That'll fix it. They'll go, thank you. I mean, you know, that. I mean, it's the pimp game. They want to be raped. They want. Ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm just very angry. Number one, when I call Schwarzenegger a Nazi, he told Rolling Stone in 1977, I want to be worshipped like Hitler at Nuremberg, and I admire Hitler. His father was an SS officer who took people to their deaths on record. Schwarzenegger openly wore Nazi uniforms and handed out Hitler records and screamed at the black people in gyms on record, down with the blacks, you're subhuman trash. Arnold Schwarzenegger's a gun-grabbing, New World Order-promoting piece of trash, and he was designed to go in there and to sucker the people of California to take over. So he's meant to bankrupt things by design. Then the feds come in. They're going to grab the 222 camps, the government facilities, the national parks. They're going to arrest any homeless people and forcibly put them in camps. That's already happening in Sacramento. I sent our cameras there. And the feds are just going to federalize it and just further have total federal control. which itself, the feds are controlled by offshore banks. The states are to be bankrupt with these unfunded federal mandates and all the free health care for the illegal aliens. It's all working like a charm. Only Americans would let some foreign piece of trash, Nazi un-American piece of garbage, be their governor. So California wants to collapse. They're trendy liberals. They're trendy. They love collapsing. Does that answer your question, ma'am?
Yes, it does. So basically what you're saying then is to expect the dominoes to start falling with California, and it's just going to just domino from there.
And the feds then will get to grandstand as the saviors, fixing everything they engineered. Exactly. The country is in total foreign bank receivership to the banks that engineered the crisis that we gave all our money to, quote, restart the economy. You understand, when we gave the foreign banks $14.8 trillion, according to Bloomberg, that we have to pay interest on the free money we gave them?
I don't understand how people cannot be outraged.
Oh, there's no future. It's absolutely destroyed. It's all over. Look, ma'am, I appreciate your call. Let me tell you why I'm so mad. I'm running on the treadmill last night, and guess what is on television? I'm watching, what's the show with the guy that used to have Politically Incorrect? Bill Maher's stupid show. What's the name of it? Real Time with Chicken Neck. Yeah, Real Time with Fake Liberal. Real Time with Know-It-All, you know, New World Order Minion. I'm watching Real Time with Chicken Neck, and you know, he's sitting up there acting real smart and saying one line a minute, reading off a teleprompter, and he's got Opie on there, Ron Howard. And Ron Howard talks about how, well, America is over, and we're going to collapse now and no longer be the superpower, but that's kind of the way it's meant to be. And, you know, see, this is what a globalist would say. Oh, well, America had it good too long. America had to be put in line. Yeah, we're not going to be like we were before. Why? Why are all the industry gone? Why are all the jobs gone? Because we let foreign banks take us over and move the industry offshore as a tool of control and get us deep in debt. Deep in debt that's all made up. It's a fraud. And I've listened to NPR, and they're always like, America's had it good too long. I heard this 10 years ago. And there's going to be a world collapse, and that'll teach us not to have a high standard of living. And the carbon tax will teach us to live in our means. And everybody's trained. Oh, I better not use too much water. Oh, I better not use plastic bags. Oh, humans are bad. The government tells me. We're like a nation of third graders that line up to ask permission to go to the bathroom. Except the third grade teacher is a SWAT team commander with a taser and a German shepherd in a black uniform with acid dripping out of his mouth, just ready to rip your head off and do you know what to your skull. Ah, not me. I'm not a slave. I know tyranny when I see it. You just go ahead and go ahead and yell and scream about your stupid sports and feel manly and tough. I actually get upset about real things like being conquered by offshore banks. David and Austin, you're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. I'm disagreeing with you about something.
Well, don't worry. Everything's wonderful then.
I don't disagree with you about very much, but I heard you say this last week that you didn't care what homosexuals did as long as they didn't molest children in the privacy of their home. And that's what I disagree with you. If you've ever studied much Oriental philosophy, especially Taoism, you realize that yin and yang and yang produce harmful vibrations in the spiritual plane, and yin by itself and yang by itself produce harmful vibrations in the spiritual plane.
Well, sir, you missed what I was saying. My thing is, I don't have some hang-up. I don't hate people. Okay? I don't hate somebody that wants to have sex with a donkey, but I don't particularly like it. Okay? I have my taste. And so the issue is that a lot of those people are trying to force their taste on everybody. They don't need to have any sex education for third graders, much less homosexual or heterosexual. That's my whole point. And I was pointing out that a lot of the kids stolen by CPS are given to the gay and lesbian families, and they're hunting us like Planet of the Apes with their CPS riding in on horses, and we're running through the cornfield, and they're beating us over the head, and I'm sick of it, and it isn't because of what they're doing in their bedroom. Stay out of my lives. Leave me alone, you control freaks. Just because you can't reproduce, don't try to kidnap our kids. And I talked about how almost every family court judge is one of these people, and they sit up there, and they're the big womb. The big family judge the gay and lesbian families, they go to them to get kids. And then the big magic judge says, I'm the big magic, you know, shaved head commander woman, and I supply you the kids. Now bring in the poor Christian family. Give me those daughters and little boys. I'm the big mama. Here, I give birth to them, and I give you the CPS children. See, they're the big fire of Moloch. They sit up there on their big giant altar, and they steal our kids and then hand them over to the other people. And they go, you're magic, Judge. You can produce children. You understand? That's how this works. And that's what I was saying. And I don't want to hear it that, oh, you just don't like gays and lesbians. I don't even care what you're doing. The whole point is, stop trying to steal people's kids. You understand me? And for anybody out there that doesn't know about this, you need to go check it out for yourselves and go to the family court. That's how it works. And maybe these gays and lesbians don't know where most of the kids they're getting came from, but they came from people that had their kids jacked at the hospital. Oh, mama had some marijuana in her blood. Doesn't matter if it's a false positive third of the time. We're going to go ahead and take their kid. And it's not just the gays and lesbians that want the kids. It's also other people adopting kids. You should know where these kids are coming from. That's why women shouldn't have all these abortions. Did you know there are more people wanting to adopt each year than there are abortions in the United States? People want these kids. So we kill the babies instead of having the women just give them up for adoption to families. That's why they won't ever let you know where an adopted kid came from. Because in fact, it's that Google this right now. It was in BBC yesterday that they're taking the children of families in China that have more than one baby and selling them to U.S. and European families. A lot of these little Asian kids were stolen from their mothers. I guess that's good, too. And I'll get an email saying, why don't you like Chinese people? It has nothing to do with Chinese people. I'm against those Chinese people having their kids taken. But see, that's all multicultural fake liberalism is I say, hey, the sun's a little hot out here today. And they go, oh, I didn't know you were a racist. Or, oh, I don't like Obama seizing the entire economy for foreign banks. Oh, you don't like the black man. It's all a bunch of bull. It's all a cop-out. Ah! I am mad, ladies and gentlemen. I'm fired up. Michael, Peggy, Ronnie, Craig, Chris, Jeff, your calls are coming up. I am on the front lines. I am the info warrior. I am ready to wage war on dehumanization. I am ready to crush the New World Order. Fire up and join me. Ah, get your soul back. Get your heart back. And say no to the tyranny. Ah!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.